Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday, the 22nd of April. We've just had a nice long weekend, a four-day weekend. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's fascinating, again, to see what's happening with these financial markets. We've got some, again, some decent opportunities beginning to set up for us once more. So we've just got to continue to do what we're doing. Nothing has really changed from a fundamental sentiment or even a technical perspective, really, in these markets over the last 3-4 weeks. We don't really have to preoccupy ourselves too much with the with a bullish bias, expecting, you know, decent moves to the upside or a bit of a pivot or a turn in market sentiment and fundamentals. We will know when we get to that point, but until that point, we're really looking for continuing sell trades across the equity markets, concerns around valuations. We've got rising inflation. We've got these Trump tariffs, which, if it is the art of the deal, it's a very strange way to go about conducting yourself, because now I suppose the US have limited credibility, really, in what they do. And that's just what the business and financial community are just looking at, really. So if this is orchestrated in this way, then it's a bit of a strange one. We are in kind of new territory, but we did get further continuation to the downside yesterday. And our expectation is that we will continue to get more over the coming days and weeks. Okay, so let's get into it then. So good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session. Welcome back. And I hope you enjoyed this nice few days off, really. And it's nice to get back into it. So please see our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage these trades to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology? All very important features of trading markets, of course. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we are strong advocates, of course, of trying to maintain a high degree of consistency in terms of where we're looking to get in and out of these markets. And that level of consistency is really quite important. Try to be as accurate as we can with our prices and the areas in which we want to get into these markets, disciplined with our capital. And of course, you know, prices can take long periods of time before they get into a position where we can have a buy or sell. And being patient at that time is really quite important, not to try and preempt the trade. We've got a really good example this morning now, which I'll show you in just a moment. So just before I show you the charts, let's just have a quick look at Forex Factory. Okay, there's this. There's this new feature now with Demio, which is quite interesting. But we'll stick to the normal plan for now. Okay, so yesterday bank holiday for in Switzerland, France, Germany, Italy, the UK. It wasn't, as you can see, a bank holiday in the US or in other parts of Europe. So. So today, it's probably just worth having a look at last week, towards the end of last week, I guess, with inflation. I suppose the pre-tariff lowering of inflation is probably still playing out. The concern is, you know, with these tariffs coming down the tracks, that there might be a significant game changer in terms of prices, with lots of expected inflation to be coming in really quite strong. So we need to weigh that up. A bit of a strong bounce on Wednesday as far as core retail sales out of the US are concerned. So a lot of this is expected to be pre-tariff buying. So we're getting that little bounce, and it's the numbers that really come down the tracks over the next few months now that could be really quite significant. We had the BO, the Bank of Canada, hold rates. They just decided to pause. We had Fed Chair Jerome Powell as well, Wednesday evening, and he didn't really come to the market's rescue just yet. Now, we all know that the Fed are likely to step in at some point. If we get a sizable uptick in unemployment, or if prices start to rise aggressively, then the Fed may decide to act if the recessionary dynamics play out to a much more severe extent. Then everyone will be looking for the Fed to come to the rescue because they have the ability to do it. For now, that's not really on the table. It's more concerned about the inflation numbers coming down the tracks as well. And then on Thursday, not to be forgotten, it seems like a long time ago now, but we had the ECB continue to cut rates. So we've got the main refinancing rate and inflation sitting at the same sort of levels, but their expectation is, for a variety of different reasons, for that inflation number to keep coming down. So let's see if that's the case. Unemployment claims in the US for now are pretty strong, so nothing has really changed there. There was an interesting phrase just regarding intentional ambiguity. Is an interesting phrase around the ECB on Thursday. So the intent to be ambiguous, and it's a good way of describing really the ECB right now. So that brings us to this week, of course. So we start Tuesday the 22nd. So we'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde again. So let's see what this event happens to be about. Due to speak in an interview conducted by CNBC. So markets will be watching quite carefully, I would imagine. A regional manufacturing index again. Quite a few FOMC members are speaking as well. Bit of a variety there. And as we look through the rest of the week, we've got manufacturing and services PMI numbers on Wednesday. The governor and the Bank of England will be speaking tomorrow evening. Unemployment claims, Bank Holiday New Zealand and Australia next Friday. And so I suppose we've got consumer sentiment and inflation figures now coming through again for the US on Friday. Apart from that, not a huge amount, apart from central bank figures of importance, intervening in these markets. We've got manufacturing and services on Wednesday, not really a huge amount to concern ourselves. So really, will these central bankers support markets, I guess, is probably one way of looking at it, or will they not? So we can monitor that as we go through the week, of course. So the reasons why we said we potentially have some opportunities beginning to set up is because these are strong resistance levels. You can see the moving average is coming down to them. So we are virtually there as far as further opportunities to sell the S&P and the NASDAQ. But there we kind of took profits in these trades yesterday. We rallied very, very aggressively lower yesterday and overnight, and we're now sort of bouncing back quite aggressively into that same price point. So perhaps we don't need to think too hard about some of these trades, whereas bias in the dollar yen is still very much lower. Maybe we'll rally a little bit higher into resistance levels and start selling crude oil. And then apart from that, so our bias is to get these markets to pull back into this little zone in here and then to start selling. And the same thing applies with the S&P 500. Strong resistance of these higher levels. So we're pretty close to being able to pull the trigger on further sell trades for crude oil. And the market that really gives us most information really in these current conditions is without doubt gold and what is going on. Now, this move is exponential. It's incredible. It just suggests that it's almost a good representation for how much fear and anxiety is actually out there. And although people say the economy is strong and corporate balance sheets are pretty strong, I mean, the fact that we've rallied from 2,900 to 3,500, a $600 move in the last 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 trading days is suggesting that there is something very, very significant occurring right now. And gold seems to be the safe haven of choice. So this is pretty much our plan. We're talking about S&P, NASDAQ, well, indice weakness really is the trade. And we finally got a bit of a break yesterday. Yesterday was quite a volatile day. Yesterday, good strong rally in the euro against the dollar. Most of it occurred, I think you'll find, overnight yesterday. Let's have a quick look. Yeah, so we had that move yesterday overnight, and then we haven't really done a huge amount since. So we can, and again, it's looking for further dollar strength elsewhere. So our primary focus is the euro dollar to the upside, the dollar yen to the downside. If you're looking for a weakness in the dollar as well, then you've got the gold trade, although our focus has been the currencies, foreign exchange markets. And now we've got the indices coming back nicely, very, very nicely into resistance levels, which were previously strong support. And now we're looking for that rollover to the downside. And let's see if we get a bit of an upside move in crude oil. So just to confirm, sell trades across the US indices and oil, and then a sell trade of the US dollar, meaning the euro dollar to the upside, dollar yen to the downside. And gold is just on this absolutely remarkable explosive move up to $3,500 now. And where will that end? It's really difficult. If we had a nice sort of period of consolidation or a nice pullback to get into, then we could probably look to get into it. The option that you have is buying all-time highs in a very fast moving, very, very strong market with no clear exposure really to the downside in terms of where you place your stop loss. If you do, you're almost putting it at an ad hoc place and just hoping really that prices will continue to move in your favor. Now, these could pivot and turn in an absolute heartbeat. So, yeah, difficult one to trade gold. Okay, so there's just probably one more thing to mention. So that's our trade plan. We put it up on screen for you. The last thing to just discuss really is, I suppose, the reasons for this risk-off market dynamic and the fact that we've got the normal flight to safeties that you would experience when you have a genuine risk-off trade, as you know, is to see the opposite play out in bonds. They're like a safe haven. They're like, it's where capital can go to just stay out of the limelight almost and to just find a bit of protection. But as you probably know, that we've got a bit of an uncoupling in that normal traditional risk on risk off dynamic, and it's really because the I suppose the fears around the bond markets, because if you're talking about if the purchasing of a bond is almost a loan to the government or the corporate that you happen to be lending to, and you're going through a period of significant political and economic turmoil, then you're not so sure about lending that money to that perhaps government in this case, but also for corporates as well. And you'd be looking very, very carefully at their balance sheet now to see would they be a good bet to actually, you know, lend your money to. And we're seeing a lot of dumping in that respect as far as US bond yields are concerned. They're continuing to rally. We would have expected the dynamic between indices and bond yields to be kind of upside down. And things that you can point to around that could be around the recessionary dynamics, the fact that Trump and his mastermind policy around trade is causing so much uncertainty that this uncertainty is creating very, very strange market dynamics. And then that continuing sort of rotation away from artificial intelligence as well. So you've got all of these factors coming to the fore, and we kind of have to leave dynamics around central banks kind of out of the equation, because those central banks are not stepping in just yet. And when they do step in, that could be the potential for a bit of a game changer, like we've seen on a few occasions previously. And the markets can very much wait for the Fed to engage. And under circumstances like that, you're more likely to see a bit more confidence come to the fore. Okay, so let's just do today's trade plan then. So mixed market conditions due to broad market uncertainty. Yeah, and we either identify risk on market dynamics, which means an appetite for risk, or we talk about risk off, which means there's no appetite for risk and we see a flight to safety. Right now, we're seeing a little bit of everything play out. We're seeing that flight to safety in gold play out to such an extreme level, and we see the dumping of US Treasury bonds. And we've got to keep an eye out on these bond yields, and if they continue to increase aggressively due to the dumping of these government bonds, that's really not a good dynamic at all. So mixed market conditions due to broad market uncertainty is still sort of a really fair position until something significant changes. So further dollar weakness post current consolidation due to the dollar devaluation process is a strong position. Further US indice weakness, especially if long-term bond yields continue to increase, if there's further dumping of these US Treasury yields, which the US wouldn't be too happy about at all. We're just not really too sure who is the main instigator. We know that Chinese have been supposedly dumping for quite some time. So if they continue to do that and those bond yields continue to rally over the longer term, we're talking about the 10, 20, 30 year government bonds, then that creates a bit of a problem for the Fed and for the US economy. So we do want to keep all options open due to broad market uncertainty around Trump tariffs, Fed rates, Doge, European fiscal spending, of course, and ongoing conflicts at various different parts of the world. You know, all of this is continuing at a kind of a relentless speed as well. So no real clarity on any of that. Okay. So look, we just posted today's trade plan then into the chat box, guys. So listen, on that note, we'll switch rooms now. We'll be broadcasting live very, very shortly. We're just in this weaker, and we're really waiting to see what's going to happen regarding the dollar, because at the minute it's in a really, really strong period of weakening. Again, that could pivot if that risk-off trade actually does begin to play out. There is dynamics in which the dollar could continue to strengthen. We just don't have those dynamics just yet. So that could be our That can be broadly our trade plan for today. Nothing too overly sophisticated, just looking for sell trades in the S&P and the NASDAQ and looking for opportunities to buy, to sell the US dollar. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll be back again. If you can join us for the US trading session, we'll be broadcasting there live in about a minute's time. So for everyone here, thanks for joining us as always. Take care of yourselves. And good to have you back. And we'll see you in the European live trade room very shortly. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. All the best now. Bye-bye.